Welcome back, hockey fans, to a special episode of the Other Side of the Bench podcast. I'm number 43, Jacob Saunders, and I'm your host today on this special EHLP Invasion episode. This past weekend, we had two games, one on Saturday against the Connecticut Chiefs, where we won 5-3 with a hat-trick by number 50, Alex Burnett. We had a game on Sunday against the Valley Junior Warriors, where we won 4-3. There was a special stipulation to this weekend, where if both teams collectively had 8 points, there would be a pizza party. The EHL team lost the game and lost the pizza party for us. The Wolves have tied the franchise win record at 26 wins with 9 games left in the season. We are looking forward to the rest of the season to hopefully beat that record heavily. Moving on to Between the Glass with Garth.
All right, so my guests today are Ryan Fugue, Jeff Braun, and Andreas Mecca. All right, we're going to start off with is that how you say it?
Machika.
We're going to go with Mecca. All right, so Andreas played your first EHL game yesterday. How'd that go?
It went great. We ended up losing 3-2, but it was a lot of fun. The guys were really nice, and we all worked hard. It was a good game.
How'd you think you played personally?
Personally, I feel like I made some mistakes in the first period, but after that I picked it up and played a better game and helped out the team more, I think.
It's good to hear. Good to hear. All right, Ryan Fugue, one of our goalies. So we're gonna get a little off topic here, but rumor has it that you're a big Cars movie fan. What's your favorite movie and why?
Well, I am a big Cars movie fan. All three movies are very good movies, but the first movie is definitely the best one. It's the original one, first introduction to Lightning McQueen himself. So gotta go with the first one.
Of course. Owen Wilson, great guy. Who's your favorite character?
Obviously, Lightning McQueen.
Okay, all right.
He's just that awesome.
Yeah, you know, I haven't watched the rest of the movies, but I might have to do that. Maybe we'll watch them together.
Yeah,
me, you, and Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Then we're gonna go to Jeff Braun. Okay, I always mess that up. I'm so sorry. But anyway, so Jeff, you've gotten the jacket. Was it 2 out of 3 games now?
That's right. Yeah.
All right. So what, like, you know, how you getting that? You know, what are you doing? Are you doing something a little special before games?
Not really doing anything different. Just, you know, I'm just a hard worker and think that, you know, I really deserved it, those games that I got it. So that's really it. All it is. It's just hard work and off the ice.
Is there a certain, you know, sugar level that you're at? Like when you get those jackets, like, are you eating, you know, excess sugar, or are you eating less sugar before the games?
It's usually less sugar before the games. You know, there's specific numbers that I want to be at. And if it's too high, then I'll just be like horrible. And if it's too low, I'm not going on the ice at all.
Yeah. Of course. Like, you warm up to you're feeling too high, you're like, I'm done. Like, no game today.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's basically
there's an equation to the madness is what you're saying. All right. Yeah. I gotcha. All right, we'll throw it back to Jacob Saunders.
Awesome, thank you. Great questions, Garth. And thank you to all our guests today. Hockey fans, stay tuned for all things New England Wolves as we look forward to playoffs in March. Go Wolves.
Welcome back again, hockey fans, to the takeover of the takeover. I am number 32, also your assistant captain, Burke Rule. So right now we have a little specialty right here. We have a little across the pond segment with our international players. Here we got with us from Montreal, Canada, Frank Folato, from Norway, Jan Magnus Larsson, from Latvia, Herbert Zabots, and from the Czech Republic, Andreas Metka. So let's start with Frank Folato here. Frank, I hear you've been having some success this season. I personally don't agree, but what would you like to say to that?
Well, you know, just got to get pucks in deep and really work hard 100% of the time. You know, can't be in the box all the time. And just get pucks in deep. And
I hear you speak French. Is that true?
Oui.
Would you like to give us a little something of that?
What would you like me to say?
Tell us how awesome Coach Trimble is.
Ah ben, un bon coach, pas tout le temps, mais si, des fois il fait des choses bonnes, mais pas le meilleur, mais là, tu sais, il est vraiment bon, puis je l'aime.
Alrighty, that's awesome. Thanks for that. Jan Magnus Larsson over here from the country of Norway. I hear you're good friends with Coach Koontz. That's how you found us here.
Yeah, he played in my hometown. So that's how I know him.
So are you? Were you like a diehard Koontz fan when you played in your country?
He was definitely one of them. He was like the hometown hero there. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Shout out Coach Koontz.
Shout out to Coach Koontz. Yeah.
So you obviously speak Norwegian, correct?
Yeah.
I don't. So I have no clue what you say half the time. No one here does. So how about you tell us, since Coach Koontz is your hometown here, you tell us a little bit about Coach Koontz.
Coach Koontz, I mean, he's a great player.
This is in Norwegian.
You want me to speak in Norwegian?
Oh, yeah. We want to give the folks a little taste.
Bra spiller I spilte bra I Norge. Og, altså, vant bøtta. Nei. Ja, vant bøtta tre ganger, tror jeg, I Norge. That's all I have to say. Yeah.
Keeping it short about Coach Koontz. You really like him, huh? Alrighty. We have right here from Latvia, Herbert Zaibots. Some might say he is the best at speaking English of the whole entire group. Herb, care to comment?
Yeah, I think I speak the best because my accent is the best and everyone can understand me and I'm just a legend.
So Herb, we always like to quiz you on your English because we all think you're so good at it and we don't understand how. But would you, so we're going to give you some tongue twisters here, all right? So can you say for us, Peter Piper picked a patch of pickled peppers?
Peter Pop.
Whenever you're ready.
Say again.
Peter Piper picked a patch of pickled peppers.
Peter Piper picked a paper.
Alrighty.
Not so good.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Here, we got another one. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How much wood woodchuck chuck could if woodchuck chuck wood?
Atta boy, Herb. So, how do you like in America?
Cool, very beautiful, nice to meet new friends, new wives.
Wives?
Views.
Oh, okay. Well, Herb, I don't want to torture you anymore. So we'll go over to Andreas from the Czech Republic here. Now, Andreas, you were there and we were spitting Herb with the tongue twisters, but we know you have some tongue twisters in Czech. Would you like to give us one?
Oh yeah, sure. 333 střímí stříkaček stříkalo přes 333 střímí střech.
Well, folks, I'm not even going to attempt that because it didn't even sound like anything. But I heard you left the Czech Republic when you were 9, right?
Yes, that is true. My mom is American, so we just hightailed it over here because my mom wanted
hightailed it. Wow.
My mom wanted to be back in America.
Wow, that's awesome. So, anything else you got to say?
I mean, not really. I feel like you should try the tongue twister, but you know, if you're not, that's
okay. Give me one more time.
I'm gonna say it slow, yeah. 333 střímí stříkaček stříkalo přes 333 střímí střech.
Teresa. There we go, folks. That's all I got for you. Thank you, Andreas. All right, folks. Coming up this weekend, stay tuned for our road trip to Vermont. Got a big 4 points coming up. And these two wins could put us right over the win record. So thanks for this special takeover of the takeover of Across the Pond with our international players that we love so dearly.